Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Four planets meet Uranus's re-beginning point at 27 degrees, a parade of planets. If you've been following the Capricorn journey, you know what's been building since the winter solstice. If you just tuned in, we're watching four planets in Capricorn pass through 27 degrees over 5 days, each one trining Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus. This is a ritual sequence delivering breakthroughs in relationship, identity, communication, and action, all grounded in Earth, all built to last. For your understanding, the number 27 is bravery, heroism, and daring. 2 + 7 breaks down to 9, endings, grief, anxiety, and maiming. This is courage through loss, not around it. The daring to grieve what no longer serves, the heroism of letting go even when it hurts. Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus, the re-beginning point. Saban symbol, a woman past her change of life experiences a new love. Uranus brings re-beginnings, renewal after assuming something was finished, love after you thought love was done, purpose after believing that chapter closed. This isn't youthful passion. It's consciousness rising above what biology, society, or your own history told you was possible. Capricorn 27, the Saban symbol of Large Avery. Consciousness at a high plateau. Multiple voices, past possibilities visible. Clear audience about what matters. You've climbed the mountain and can now see many directions. The question, which voice is truly yours? Spiritual discernment, Avery, meets the courage to experience renewal. New love after change. You can hold complexity without losing your center. Discovering what you thought was finished can begin again. On Thursday, January 15th, Venus opened up the sequence. Values and relationships got the first joke. Honest restructuring. Unusual desires validated. New connections feeling oddly grounded. If you caught yesterday's episode, you know what Venus activated. She set the tone. Mature rebellion, innovation within structure. Desire meeting reality and discovering both can coexist. January 17th, Sun trine Uranus at 27 degrees. Identity breakthrough. The Sun is your core self, who you are, your vitality, your conscious purpose. When it hits 27 and trines Uranus, identity itself gets restructured. Sudden clarity about who you're becoming. The role you've been playing no longer fits. Purpose shifts. Work you thought was finished calls again or reveals itself outdated. Vitality returns through unexpected channels. Public identity evolves. The performance drops and what's underneath is more interesting. For example, realizing you're ready to leave corporate life and become a consultant. Going back to school at 50. Finally admitting you're an artist, not a hobbyist. Recognizing the person you've been pretending to be isn't who you actually are. This isn't crisis. This is permission to become someone new. January 18th, the new moon. I'll be giving you some more information on that, and this happens in the middle of the parade. The new moon plants a seed at 28 degrees Capricorn, the aneuritic degree before Aquarius. This is the moment the entire sequence gets sealed and sent forward. What the four planets activate at 27, the new moon authorizes at 28 degrees. I'll cover the new moon fully on the next audio, but know this. This new moon isn't soft or gestational. It's operational. What gets planted must be executable, structured, weight-bearing. the Wheel of Fortune energy returns. Faded adaptation becomes faded manifestation. Then we get to January 19th. Mercury and Mars trine Uranus at 27 degrees. Thought and action align. This is the most potent moment. Both Mercury, communication, strategy, intellect, and Mars, action, will, drive, hit 27 degrees Capricorn simultaneously. And trine Uranus, mind and muscle working together. Strategic breakthroughs. The gap between knowing and doing collapses. Communication with force. Words land. Conversations happen with clarity and conviction. Innovation in action. Methods upgrade in real time. Conflict resolution. Stop arguments suddenly clear. Example, having the conversation with your boss and proposing the solution in the same meeting. Ending a stale partnership and immediately knowing your next move. Launching the project with clarity and momentum aligned. Mercury and Mars together means executing strategy with precision, not just thinking or acting impulsively. The general and the engineer share one body. Say it once, do it clean, mean it. How this plays out? The sun, identity. Who you are is being restructured, not just what you desire. The work that defines you shifts. How you present yourself evolves. Vitality returns through unexpected channels. You become someone you didn't think you could be. Mercury, communication. Clarity cuts through fog. Strategy becomes articulated. Ideas translate into plans. Conversations that have been stuck suddenly flow. What you know becomes what you can explain and execute. Mars, action. Will aligns with purpose. Energy focused without scattering. Courage to act on what you know. Precision replaces hesitation. Strength without hardness. The child carrying groceries home. Mercury and Mars together. No gap between thought and execution. Words backed by action. Plans implemented immediately. The conversation happens and the next step is taken. Intelligence and force equals breakthrough. All of this happens in Earth. This isn't an air sign, brainstorming, or fire sign, impulsiveness. Earth to Earth means changes are embodied, felt in the body, lived in reality. Practical, usable, applicable, functional, sustainable. They stick, they last, they build. Grounded. Not fantasy, not wishful thinking. Uranus in Taurus, Venus's domicile, means revolution flows through Venusian channels. Love, money, pleasure, beauty, the body, values. The shock isn't destructive, it's re-evaluation. Capricorn means structure, consequence, time-tested integrity. Changes here aren't thrown away when the excitement fades. They become new foundation. Watch for the shadow. The third decante of Capricorn, 20 to 30 degrees, carries shadow potential, miserliness, hardness, tyranny. After gaining power and clarity, the test is, what will you do with what you gain? The antidote is the Saban symbol at 1911, a child carrying a huge shopping bag of groceries. Capable, but not hard. Strong, without being tyrannical. The question, can you be strong and soft? Capable and generous? This is stewardship, not ownership. January 17th, the sun wants to know, who are you becoming? What purpose is calling you? Where have you outgrown your role? Name the identity shift and make it conscious. January 19th, Mercury Mars wants to know, What are you ready to execute? What conversations need to happen now? Have it. Launch the project. No more waiting. This is a rare cascade where Venus clarifies what you value, Sun restructures who you are, Mercury gives you the words and strategy, Mars gives you the will and execution, the new moon seals and plants it forward. All happening in Earth signs, all grounded, all sustainable, all real. The trine to Uranus at the new love after change of life degree says, what you thought was finished can begin again. You can evolve. You can become. You can act. Identity is not fixed. It evolves when you're brave enough to let it. Action without thought is chaos. Thought without action is fantasy. Together, they build worlds. What you thought was finished can begin again. Stronger, wiser, more alive. Keep what matters. Release what's rigid. Build something real that still breathes. This is mature rebellion. This is consciousness meeting courage at the exact right moment. This is the child carrying groceries home, capable, innocent, and moving forward. The aviary is open. Multiple paths are visible. Uranus says, you can begin again. The sun says, become. Mercury says, speak. Mars says, act. The parade is moving. Are you? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Send me a message there. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, come to the website, hit booking, book the reading there. I'd like to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation, I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.